And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 22nd of September, 2025. Today is World Rhino Day, a day to remember the five rhino species and all those who care for them. The International Rhino Foundation is doing the work necessary to save rhinos from extinction. They are utilizing cutting-edge technology, including AI-enabled rhino collars, drones, GPS tracking, and thermal imaging to monitor and protect rhinos in their natural habitats. These tools enable ranger teams to respond quickly and stay one step ahead of poachers. And they are working closely with local communities, helping them advocate for rhino conservation and assisting to generate alternative income opportunities to reduce dependence on poaching. Today is the birthday of Miyoko Shinner, born on this day in 1957. Shinner has worked to revolutionize vegan cuisine as a chef, cookbook author, and entrepreneur. Her passion for French-style cheese led her to reinvent herself at the age of 57 with the launch of Miyoko's Creamery in 2014. She owns Rancho Compassion, a farm sanctuary she founded with her husband, Michael. Shinner has achieved free speech protections around how plant-based dairy is marketed. In 2021, a U.S. district court sided with Miyoko's Creamery, preventing the state of California from enforcing its demand that the vegan brand stop using the terms butter, lactose-free, and cruelty-free on its products, setting a precedent for other companies looking for free speech protections. Shinner has also developed various initiatives that provide support for farmers to transition to plant-based agriculture. My hope is to continue to work toward a more compassionate food system, Shinner says. At the end of the day, we humans have to evolve. Joan Jett's birthday is also today, born in 1958. Joan Jett is an American rock singer and songwriter, best known as the front woman for Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Joan is a longtime animal rights activist, working with numerous animal rights charities to expose the horrors of animal agriculture and promote the health benefits of going vegan. Joan went vegetarian and later vegan after reading John Robbins' Diet for a New America. Joan Jett said, 20 years ago, I thought, what's the difference between eating a bloody steak and eating my dog? I've always loved animals, but it was around the late 80s that I realized I had to go vegetarian. Another vegan born on this day is Christy Funk, MD, born in 1969. Dr. Funk is a world-renowned breast cancer surgeon and the author of the 2018 book, Breasts, The Owner's Manual. While researching her book, she says, I truly dove into the nutritional science for the first time in my life. After reading the studies, I understood that the cellular response to basically all animal protein and all animal fat is nothing but detrimental to your health. Funk promotes a whole food, plant-based diet to reduce the risk of breast cancer. And the man once elected Europe's sexiest vegetarian, Ludwig Lindstrom, was born on this day in 1975. Ludwig Lindstrom is a Swedish animal rights activist who has been a volunteer for PETA and Animal Rights Sweden. He is perhaps best known for his campaigns. Among other things, he has gone on hunger strike in a small cage in Stockholm to protest against the closure of the Animal Welfare Agency. He has gone on loan at the Malmo Public Library in an attempt to decrease prejudice against animal rights activists. And he has staged numerous meat tray demonstrations, naked humans in big meat trays, to protest against the meat industry throughout the Nordic region. Lindstrom is also involved in Swedish refugee politics. In 2008, he launched the network Citizens for Refugees to promote a warmer welcome for refugees in his municipality. And here's a portion of John Greenleaf Whittier's poem, A Song for Harvest. O painter of the fruits and flowers, we thank thee for thy wise design, whereby these human hands of ours in nature's garden work with thine. and thinks that from our daily need, the joy of simple faith is born, that he who smites the summer weed may trust thee for the autumn corn. Give fools their gold and knaves their power. Let fortune's bubbles rise and fall. Who sows a field or trains a flower or plants a tree is more than all. For he who blesses most is blessed, and God and man shall own his worth, who toils to leave as his bequest an added beauty to the earth. And soon or late to all that sow, the time of harvest shall be given. The flower shall bloom, the fruit shall grow, if not on earth, at last in heaven. A portion of John Greenleaf Whittier's poem, A Song for Harvest. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to add to the beauty.